Pete Alonso. For months, we have talked about, every Mets fan has talked about Pete Alonso coming up big. Maybe tonight will be the night. Maybe today will be the day. Maybe the postseason he will wake up. And he comes up with an opportunity to take the lead with also an opportunity to hit into a double play. And I'm sorry, but after him dropping that pop-up when he's up there in that situation, I did it. I texted my mom, who's a diehard Mets fan. I texted three other friends. You know that the season's going to end with a Pete Alonso double play. And he hits the opposite field home run for one of the most memorable moments we have had. That's two now. Two in a week that you're never going to forget in your lifetime as a Mets fan. They move on to Philadelphia. It really doesn't get more amazing than that. This 2024 team, at the very least, has given Mets fans moments that they will never forget.
I mean, the only way I can explain this is that there's a stat out there that I read this morning. I read it last night. I wanted to make sure that it's accurate, and I do believe that it is accurate. Pete Alonso of the Mets is the first player in MLB history to hit a go-ahead home run while trailing in the ninth inning or later of a winner-take-all postseason game. And that's the beauty of this home run compared to, like, Francisco Lindor's. Both unbelievable moments, but different because this is an elimination game. They were down. They weren't doing much. Jose Quintana was awesome. Jose Buto didn't have his stuff. Give Carlos Mendoza a lot of credit for yanking him when he did, because, you know, who knows where that goes if he doesn't get him out of there. We also got to give credit to Edwin Diaz for throwing a ball. You know, I think he had 39 pitches. And then there was the discussion after the home run. All right, what's he going to do? And I'm on the same text threads, maybe not as you, but the same type of text threads.
Sure, yeah.
So all of my text threads were saying, as Pete Alonso was approaching the plate, this is your moment. Please, this is your moment. Just do it. We all want you to do it. You've been stuck in neutral. Just please. You couldn't ask for a better opportunity. And then for him to come through, look, all of us Met fans, I think what makes this even better for us is that it was Pete Alonso, and that we were and have been and been praying that somehow, some way, he would have an impact with his bat at the biggest moment. And man, oh man, oh man, it doesn't get any bigger than that. It's never been done before. So Jose Quintana was great. Edwin Diaz did his job. Francisco Lindor was amazing. Getting the walk in the top of the ninth inning was great. Brandon Nimmo comes through with a hit. I don't know why I didn't try to steal second base, but that's a different story. That's a whole nother, forget that. And then, of course, Pete hits the home run. And then, you know, how about Jesse Winker? Jesse Winker does steal second, and Marte drives him in with an insurance run. And then, of all people, David Peterson throws seven pitches.
Yeah.
And it ends with a double play, all individually made by Francisco Lindor. So from this Met fan who's been around for a long time, and we've seen a lot of amazing things from 86 to 73 to 69. I mean, we've seen a lot of amazing moments. These two moments that have happened in the last week, and then watching all the folks that were at Citi Field react to it. So, you know, I didn't get out of bed. I mean, I just stood there. I was stunned.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was happy, but I was stunned. But I will say this, that I know exactly how every single one of us felt just by watching that reaction at Citi Field.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of those truth is stranger than fiction things. I mean, this was a Disney movie. This was a 30 for 30. I mean, to just everything leading up to it, contract year, disappointing. He trips over his bat. He drops the foul pop off. Everybody's laughing at him. You're down to your final breath on a team that has always come back, but he's been the one guy who hasn't joined in on the party. And to hit a three-run homer to take the lead in that situation is special and as crazy as you could possibly imagine.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.